Hi, Simon.
Hi there, how are you?
I am fine. It is so good to be speaking with you again. It has been a while.
Yeah, when was it last?
I know we talked for Expendables 2, and I think we talked for Skyfire as well, Jason's movie.
Right. Yeah, that's a while ago. Nice to talk to you again.
It is so good to speak with you again. You know, as you may recall, you are one of my favorite action directors.
Thank you.
Wrangling Expendables 2, knowing a lot of the players there, that is a miracle in and of itself. But but I am just so tickled with Old Guy. I laughed from beginning to end. It's not as much an action film as a character-driven comedic action piece.
Yes, well, that defines it, I'm sure, yeah.
And I love that about this film. And you just let Christoph go wild. He is...
Yeah.
This is so high energy. I don't know how you kept up with it, directing and editing. Because it's non-stop. And I love it. You keep the tone, the visual tonal bandwidth. Martin cinematography, you keep it all light and bright. You've got... The shooting is very straightforward, but you let Martin implement with some great dutching, overheads. I mean, really beautiful stuff all put together nicely without ever sacrificing the story of Danny and Wilborg and Anata. So well done. So I got to know, where did you start when you got Greg's script for this? Where did you start breaking this down to bring this to life?
Well, really, it was about finding who could that person be, really, because, you know, I've seen a lot of Hitman movies, and I've done, you know, them as well, and usually this very straight-ahead, mechanical, you know, efficient machine who has no friends and no family and is perfect at what he does, and this was the exact opposite. This was a hitman at the end of his career who's failing, but he's a really fun person. You know, he's stuck in his past. You know, he's one of those guys that you see who dresses like he did in the 90s, still drives an old car, and he loves to go out at night. And really the hitman part of it is really just paying for his other lifestyle, which is just having a good time. And that was interesting to me because I hadn't seen that before. You know, it's always, the hitman is always that type, that typical type we've all seen. And so once, you know, I'd fallen in love with this character, it was like, who could play it? And so I looked around for people who'd be unexpected. And, you know, the first knee-jerk reaction could be to, let's find somebody who, you know, played in this world 20 or 30 years ago and, you know, as be playing it again, but just as an older character. And I thought, well, I'd rather get someone that you would never expect to be in this genre or this world. And so Christoph, you know, came up, and I thought, well, you know, there's probably a chance he'll like it because he's perceived as this very buttoned up, super precise guy in all the characters he's asked to play, and people, I think, sort of think of him as that. But I thought, well, he might like to play something different, and I was right, because he just loved it. He gets to do stuff that people haven't seen him do before, and he gets to play the humor a lot. You know, he's got a very good wry sense of humor, you know, which comes from intelligence, and he, you know, is really good at the humor. So I think that's what really captivated me, was, you know, once I got the script where I wanted it to be of how to get that kind of character on the screen, was really the key, is who's going to play it. It's all about the casting on most films anyway, but this in particular was, there wasn't, you know, a huge roller coaster ride in the background to carry everything, and it was all going to be on the shoulders of whoever played Danny Dolinsky, you know, Christoph's character. And so, you know, luckily I ended up landing Christoph, and you know, he made the film and the character his own.
He truly, truly does. And as you said, he is not who we would expect. And But what I love also is because for those of us who have been around for a number of years and are getting up in that ARP age bracket, it's nice to see somebody who still, he has the joy and the verve for life. But he's got to deal with, you know, I got to have surgery on my hand. I've got fusion in there. You know, things aren't working as well as they did. But you can't let go of that joy and the lust for life. And that is so appealing. Christoph really brings that to the forefront. And then you have your costumer. Sianna does a beautiful job with what she dresses him in. He's still stuck in the past, in his mind. And it is fantastic to see unfold. And this intergenerational pairing you have with Cooper's character is just beautiful to see that unfold. You let that take its course, and I so appreciate that, Simon. We get to see character development, not just in Cooper's character, but in the character of Danny. He's ready to settle down at some point, maybe, but you really pace this out well. Was the editing a challenge to find this pace?
Yeah, I mean... not really, and also in the shooting as well, I deliberately sort of slowed everything down because there is a tendency, especially in action adventure films, to keep the pace going and going, so people don't have a chance to breathe sometimes. And so what was nice about this was just letting scenes play out, because when you do have actors like that, and Lucy Liu as well, who are very, you know, accomplished, talented actors, you can just let them run, because even the bits between the lines, as it were, are going to be interesting. Just the looks that Christoph does and the reactions are priceless. So part of it was just slowing things down, and you have to fight people who want to say, well, you've got to cut fast. And you go, well, no, this people will invest the time if it's worth watching. Yes, you have to cut fast if it's not worth watching. But if you've got an actor like Christoph, you don't need to cut away. You just hold on him, and it plays out. And so that was part of the discipline of the editing, I think, was to, yes, there are action moments and there's shootouts and tense thriller moments. But really, when you're with the characters, you want to let them play and be with them and make them real, because they're people you want to spend time with. They're like really interesting people, and that's why I wanted to spend time making the film, because I wanted to spend time watching them on screen, and I hope the audience does too, because they're really interesting people to be with.
They really are. I mean, and there is great character development for each individual character of our main three, as well as their interdynamics. And I love that you did slow it down so we could appreciate that. And some great dialogue that Greg wrote, some really thoughtful life lessons that we hear and see being imparted from Danny. That's something you don't often see in a film like this, which is why I love the character approach with action. It just happens to have action around it. Speaking about the action, gotta ask you about developing the visual grammar with Martin. What were you and Martin looking for in the visual grammar in shooting this one? Because so much of it is straightforward, but then you have some incredible camera movements designed for some of these action pieces. So I'm curious about your work with Martin in the lighting and the lensing.
Yeah, well, really, I suppose the edit was to make sure everything was realistic, in a way. I mean, I do like slightly glamorous-looking films, even if they're in a sort of a gritty situation. So I do like interesting lighting. I don't want the people who have no lighting and it has to look like a documentary. I do like a crafted look, but it's one that has to be that doesn't interfere with what's going on, so you're not necessarily conscious of it. So you're not, unless you're in the business, obviously you spot the camera moves and the lighting things. But for a normal audience, I want them to sort of be able to follow just the actors without being interfered with. So it's about being, crafted and careful and beautifully made and studied, but without getting in the way and being obvious that filmmaker. You know, they're watching the filmmakers instead of watching the actors. And so everything was sort of a realistic but slightly enhanced, you could say magical, because, you know, it's a bit of a fable, what's going to be played out in a story. But it's as far as I can push it with Martin in terms of a look without people going, realizing that we've done where our fingerprints are, where we put the look in.
Mm-hmm. No, because it is. I think it's absolutely spectacular, and especially when you counter the daylight adventures, so to speak, of Danny and Wilborg with the nighttime partying. The party scenes are absolutely killer, Simon. I have to tell you, they are so much fun. And Martin just goes to town with the lights and the disco and all of that. And it's a nice counter, but it also fits so well. And it adds another layer of fun. You've got some fun on every layer here, Simon.
Yeah, well, I think that contrast was part of it. Is, that they have a perfunctory day job, which is, it's an unusual job being a, contract killer, but it is their day job. And the nighttime is when, Danny Bielinski comes into his own, and that's where he has fun. It's also where, trouble starts, but, daytime is the day job, and nighttime is the fun time.
Simon, thank you so much, and hopefully we'll chat pleasure. Again in the future.
Yeah. Absolute pleasure. Lovely to talk to you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.